from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship, immediately sparking lawsuits, including one led by New Jersey. State Attorney General Matt Plackin says he is confident the 14th Amendment will prevail.
The reason why you put something in a constitution, the reason why we talk about rule of law, this is not an abstract concept. It's so that a president, Congress, the majority cannot simply change a right on a whim.
Blacken says, quote, for more than 150 years, our country has followed the same basic rule. Babies who were born in this country are American citizens. President Donald Trump did not release a report on those drones that were popping up over New Jersey for weeks, but he told reporters that he instructed his chief of staff to immediately look into it. Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is from New Jersey and has now been tasked with putting that report together for the president. Trump did not give a timetable as to when that report will be released. New Jersey's next move against congestion pricing is all about location, location, location.
The New Jersey Economic Development Authority announced a marketing campaign to promote incentives designed to entice New York-based companies with New Jersey employees to establish New Jersey offices or allow those employees a work-from-home option. The New Jersey Reassigning In-State Employees Program will provide grants valued at up to $500,000 to businesses who decide to opt in. The program and corresponding campaign are outgrowths of legislation signed by Governor Murphy aimed at easing the burden on commuters and keeping tax dollars in New Jersey. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A 26-year-old Old Bridge man has been charged with animal neglect and abandonment for allegedly dumping a dog in a dumpster at the Glenwood apartment complex on Tuesday. Old Bridge police say surveillance video shows the dog was put in the dumpster late Monday night around 10 p.m. as those temps were in the teens. The dog was spotted by an employee of the maintenance office. The dog was taken to the Old Bridge Animal Shelter, which determined it to be in good health. Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. iPhones with TikTok installed are now listed for thousands of dollars on eBay after the brief ban in the U.S. Those who deleted or never downloaded TikTok have been left in the dark since it's not available on Apple and Google App Stores in the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 130 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. In addition to the cold temperatures, things are really dry out there. Our season-to-date snowfall running below normal. We're still in drought right now. Not great news. Our next appreciable chance of snow or rain isn't until next week. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and cold temperatures, of course. Lows will end up around 10 degrees. Tomorrow gets a little better, a little bit warmer with sun and clouds. Highs push into the upper 20s. Hey, Friday, we have a shot at above freezing temperatures, barely, lower 30s with sunshine. And we'll finally warm to more seasonable temperatures this weekend. Still chilly Saturday with sunshine and lower 30s. Sunday, increasing clouds and highs near 40 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Union, 18 degrees. Long Branch, 20. Vineland, 21. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by the CSI Group Law Firm. Experiencing workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongful termination, or not receiving the wages you deserve? Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.